Track 12. Mary negotiates the rescue of a slave girl, Oria Geller.
Jesus tells his apostles that the perfection of woman in loving can have outcomes of both good and evil. And John asks him, "What about our mothers then? John, do you fear for them? Not every woman is an instrument for Satan. Perfect as they are in their feelings, they exceed in action angels if they want to be of God, and demons if they wish to be of Satan. Holy women, and your mother is one of them, want to be of God, and they are angels. It is written that good will come back to the world through woman, and Satan will be defeated. And the tears of a woman will do that. As Satan will shout his cries forever, the voice of a woman will sing to drown those cries." "When?" Jesus is asked. "I solemnly tell you that her voice has already descended from heaven, where her hallelujah has been sung from eternity." "Will she be greater than Judith?" "Greater than every woman." "But Jesus, is your mother not the greatest, having given birth to you?" And Jesus says, "Great is he who does the will of God, and that is why Mary is great. Every other merit comes from God, but that one, doing God's will entirely be hers, and may she be blessed for it." Jesus has arranged to secure the temporary guardianship of a young slave girl, Oria Geller, owned by the Roman woman Valeria, because of his friendship with some other Roman women. He brings her to Nazareth and speaks to his mother about her. Mary asks, "And now?" "Now," says Jesus, "I do not know. Oria does not belong to me as a creature. Her soul is mine, her body belongs to Valeria, and I am not entitled to do anything without permission of the Roman lady. I do not even know when the Roman lady will claim her." "I will go in your place, son. Let your mother see to it. We women, the least beings for Israel, are not noticed so much if we go and speak to Gentiles. And your mother is so unknown to the world. No one will notice the Jewess of the common people going through the streets in Tiberias, enveloped in her mantle and knocking at the door of a Roman lady." "May your heart be relieved, Jesus. You are so distressed, I understand, and I would like to do so much for you." "And yet," says Jesus, "you do so much, Mother." A short time later, Oria overhears Mary give a graphic reply to her sister-in-law, Mary of Alphaeus, about her future sufferings as the mother of Jesus. "With Jesus, the apostles and women disciples also present," she says. "Before being a mother, I am a daughter and a servant of God. Where do I find my tranquility? In doing the will of God. From where does my serenity come? From doing that will. If I had to do the will of a man, I might be upset, because a man, even the wisest, can always impose a wrong will. But the will of God, oh! If he wanted me to be the mother of his Christ, have I perhaps to think that that is cruel, and in that thought lose my serenity? Am I to be upset by the thought of what redemption will be to him and to me, also to me, and how I will be able to overcome that hour? Oh, it will be dreadful!" Mary gives an involuntary start. She suddenly shudders and clenches her hands to prevent them from trembling. As if she wanted to pray more fervently, while her face grows even paler and her delicate eyelids close on her kind sky-blue eyes with an expression full of anguish. But she steadies her voice after a deep sigh of anxiety, and she concludes, "But he who imposed his will on me, and whom I serve with confident love,